Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
As we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our reaction. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Ari.
And I'm Scott.
And this is
Time Pop.
We should roll the dice and see who gets to say the Time Pop line.
You got the die?
We should roll the dice and see who gets to go first.
Yeah.
Shit, I usually have a dice here. How come I don't have my dice?
I have a dice.
That's so crazy. I, for no reason whatsoever, have had a dice kind of near me.
Do you have like a dice sound effect you could use? Just like throw in a dice sound effect? You've got to have one of those, right? They're both going to get dice right now.
Here's your sound effect, Ari.
Nice. There it is.
Okay.
So what are we rolling about? We're actually going to roll the dice?
Okay, this is pure chaos theory. We're going to decide our destiny and fate of who goes first on where the die lands in honor of this episode.
You realize you're creating six new timelines.
60?
Six.
Six new timelines.
Six new timelines. I thought you said 60.
What did you say?
Of course I am, Abed.
So yeah, this is an interesting episode. We, all three of us, were not sure.
Look at Ari just going straight in for chaos theory.
Roll the dice.
She's not waiting for the dice to roll at all. She's just...
Well, what is the dice? What do you mean?
Who goes first?
Goes first to do what?
To talk.
Oh. All right.
Wait, we don't decide who's what.
Five. Who's five?
Desmond will be one.
I'll be five. I'll go first. So what did we watch, Desmond?
We watched an episode of Community, Season 3, Episode 4, Remedial Chaos Theory.
So it's like,
I love his movie phone voice, whenever it happens.
And it was fucking great. When we were texting the other day, Ari, you're like, is this really going to fit into our thing? I'm like, I think so. I think it's close enough. I know it's more timeline than time travel. But, you know, we've been kind of trying to expand our discussion of time in general. And I think this was awesome.
There's some things to chew on. We'll do it. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, definitely watch this episode. It's 22 minutes long. I know you have Netflix. Quit jerking off and watch.
Oh, my God. He's yelling at our audience.
Watch.
Wow.
It's like a judgmental.
So abusive.
Fuck. You know you have it.
What? Just do it.
Stop being lazy. Just watch it. Jeez. Are we being sponsored by Community? Are we sponsored by Dan Harmon?
For God's sakes, don't listen to our podcast. Go watch Community.
I mean, Community was a good show. It had its good and bad seasons, but there's some really great episodes in that show.
Have you guys seen it all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't, because you guys know my problem. My problem doubles down with sitcoms. I super half watch sitcoms.
Wow.
Super half?
So like he half watches any film that's in the background, but if it's a sitcom, then he like, there's low stakes, and then he even doubles his half of not watching, which would be a whole
exactly.
Of not watching.
It's less than a quarter somehow. It's half of a half.
Wow.
But when I watch it, I freaking love it. And the reason I can't, because if you half watch this episode, like you'd get nothing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's, if you turn away.
So did you full watch? Did you sit without doing anything else with your hands or eyes or mouth and just focus on the episode?
Three times.
Wow. Three times?
That doesn't include the other three times it did run in the background. Like this episode is spun.
So then you watched it six times?
It's played in my presence six times.
The number of timelines.
Wait for it.
I made that in Photoshop and mailed it to you a month ago so that you keep tonight open on your calendar.
There's no such thing as single malt platinum boobs and billiards club?
That's what I thought you were going to start with. But instead you went for full falsetto Roxanne, which is, it's a good try.
Why Roxanne?
Why not? Jinx.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Right. You think they would do a song about chaos or time, right? Just to be like kind of thematic. But can I go?
Yes, you can. But before you do that... just for our listeners, yeah, we weren't sure, you know, if this was technically time travel. And there is something that's mentioned at the very end about time travel. And I just came up with this right now on the spot, that if you consider that all these timelines, do we need to go over the episode? Do we want to go over the episode?
Should do a brief onesie.
Yeah. Go ahead and finish your thought before we...
Okay, so I'm going to finish my thought.
Yeah.
Is it if all these seven timelines, yeah, are happening at the same time and there's an observer, the observer has to go back in time each time to that point where the dice lands to observe the different outcomes. So if we are the observer and we watched one timeline, well, now we have to go back in time to watch what happened on the second timeline and the third and the fourth. So time travel.
We are the time travelers.
We are the time travelers in this episode.
I love it. I love being the time traveler. I don't like being the time traveler's wife.
Yeah, that's no fun for anyone.
Yeah. We've never done Run Lola Run, but it's kind of a similar film, right? Except that is showing the difference of like a nanosecond of at the beginning of the film and how everything rolls out differently. And it shows you three different timelines. So interesting concept we may want to consider.
Oh, we'll get to RLR, as I call it, because I say it so many times.
So this is called remedial chaos theory, right?
Yes.
So I thought we would start with the Wikipedia definition of chaos theory.
Oh, it's learning time, everybody.
All right, put on your learning caps. Something. Take down your notes. Here's what chaos theory is in a nutshell.
Oh, I like nuts.
That's what it says on the bathroom wall. Chaos theory states that within the apparent randomness of chaotic complex systems, there are underlying patterns, interconnection, constant feedback loops, repetition, self-similarity, fractals, and self-organization.
That's some sexy talk right there.
It kind of is, isn't it?
Super sexy.
I'm a little time travel physics turned on.
Yeah, I'm a little aroused by that.
You might have to finish this episode later.
With a little chaos theory in your pants. A little interconnection.
So this starts, they're having a housewarming party for Abed and Troy, and they decide they're going to play Yahtzee. And then just before they start playing Yahtzee, the pizza shows up. The pizza man buzzes the door downstairs. And so to decide who goes and gets the pizza, Jeff rolls a six-sided die, and most of the people at the table, we'll get to that later, take a number, and then we go through every timeline of when they roll. So here we go. First, they roll a 2, and Annie gets the pizza. Then they roll a 3, Pierce gets the pizza, Chevy Chase. 6, Britta gets the pizza. 1, Troy gets the pizza. 5, Abed gets the pizza. 4, Shirley. No. Shit. Annie, Shirley, Pierce, Britta, Troy, Abed. And then it ends on one more when Abed doesn't allow the dice to be rolled.
So he tries to roll it a 7th time, but Abed catches it and reveals the... Okay. Yeah, and so each time, something different happens in the apartment while they're waiting for whoever to get the pizza. And of course, the best one was when they rolled a number 1.
Oh, you're right! You're right!
Right? That's when the fire and the gunshot. And
that was my favorite.
That was hilarious.
And that's the one they continue during the credits, right?
That starts the evil alternate timeline.
So the first one is...
Evil Abed.
Like most movies like this, they start off with kind of a basic framework. Like not a lot. Everything happens pretty... Nothing burns. No one gets hurt. No one falls in love. You know, everyone talks while they're getting pizza, while Annie's getting pizza.
I think the two constants are that Jeff always hits his head, right?
Jeff always hits
his head. And then Pierce always mentions how he slept with her.
That's right.
Those are the constants, I think, in every timeline.
And Roxanne.
And there's probably a couple other things that happen in each one.
Yeah. Does everyone have a constant? So
Britta has to go to the bathroom, right?
Britta goes to the bathroom. She tries to sing Roxanne. There's the pies. She's always trying to push her pies on everybody.
The gift is given from Pierce to
Troy,
or at least attempted.
Yeah. So everyone, it's similar things keep happening in all these timelines. There's just small differences. Some of them are big differences.
Right.
Annie keeps helping Jeff. For the most part, Annie's helping. Jeff bumps his head. Annie takes care of his wound. And then Pierce is always giving Troy, again, most of the time, a creepy doll. Abed and Britta? Are those the two that...
Troy and Britta.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, that's right. They kind of have a couple moments. Shirley's always fucking with her pies. What is Pierce? Yeah, well, Pierce is always trying to give the doll away.
Yeah. Well, the story about how he, in the bathroom...
Banged her with a kit.
So during those things, so those are kind of the basics, but then when any person from those couplings, it's always kind of everyone's kind of coupled up, but whenever one of the couples is getting the pizza, it throws off the balance and something goes wrong. So when Troy and Abed, so Troy's the one, like that's when everything goes really bad, when Pierce gets shot. But when Abed goes and gets it, it's pretty bad too, isn't it? Isn't that when they end up fighting?
That's the one where they'll stop talking to each other?
When Shirley realizes that Britta's stoned and gets mad at her.
Yeah, I don't remember which one, but yeah. It's
I thought I had all these timelines worked out, and now
you saw this six times. You should have this memorized.
I know. And it's on right now.
It's well structured. Like, yeah, it starts off innocent and then it gets chaotic.
Yeah. But as far as, you know, time travel goes, there is that theory that every decision you make splits your timeline. And, you know, there's an infinite number of alternate universes, alternate timelines. And as an observer, if you were to go back and see, okay, well, what happened when they made this decision instead, you know, having to go back to that critical moment and then follow that other timeline. Yeah, that's kind of like time travel.
Yeah, that's why, like, a lot of, you know, sometimes Kelly will be like, I don't know, I can't think of a good example, but like, you know, if such and such would have happened, would you have done so and so? And I'm just like, there are 10,000 small decisions I made between those two major moments. So
who knows?
You know, there's no way to tell.
Yeah.
Do you guys believe this?
I mean, it's a crazy concept if you think about it. Like every major decision or even minor decision you've ever made created an alternate you living a completely different life.
Yeah.
It's crazy. If you really think about it, it's kind of mess with your head.
Yeah. You make too many decisions. It's a lot of branches. Then each decision has a myriad of decisions. And so it's...
But if you...
There's the potential.
If you subscribe to Scott's theory of the universe, you always made this decision and there is no alternate timelines or ultimate dimensions.
All time has happened, will be happening, is happening. And you've always had the same stimuli and you've always made the same decision.
So in Scott's universe, there is no alternate dimensions based on your decisions.
Scott's, yeah, I have my own universe. You guys should come by. It's so cool. You can jump frequencies and check out other timelines.
There's lots of cheese.
Yeah. I love it.
It just, we are a sum of our experiences and decisions. These are the things that push us over the edge. And if everything has happened the same way, I just don't believe you would make a different decision.
You don't think you ever make a different decision in any situation?
No, in the different time. You walk outside tonight and you see that crack in the sidewalk, whatever. Whatever decision you make about that crack in the sidewalk is still based on everything you've experienced, mm-hmm. and your personality and all that stuff. And so like to think if like there's another timeline, but you've experienced all the same things, there's no reason to think you would do the different choice.
Oh, interesting theory.
See, I feel like in this version, there may be, in Scott's universe, I feel like...
Scott's universe.
I'm opening up my own podcast.
It's called Scott's Universe.
Scott's Universe.
The potential for change, I think, would be possible early in the reset. But then once those alternate decisions are made and the dominoes start falling, you still don't have... It's still not a real decision that you're making because... Again, based on everything that's happened before you, you're always going to choose A.
I like to watch. The people at home don't watch Desmond. As like, you see the brain's opening a thing and then the brain gets a little bit frazzled.
And then it trails off.
And then he's trying and then he loses it and he's trying to get it back.
So the universe is reset.
What do you mean the universe is reset?
You mean we're starting over from the beginning, from the Big Bang?
It loops, like you said, Scott. It keeps happening.
Okay.
And it keeps happening the same way. But let's say that there's a reset and things are starting to keep happening.
I think of it as a loop, not a reset, but okay.
You go back to the beginning, Scott.
Sure, but what's the beginning? If there's no end and there's no beginning. Yeah, I'm with you.
There was, at some point, there was nothing. Where something came from.
Well, that doesn't really make sense. What was there before the nothing?
We create things.
I mean, the nothing is something.
As humans, we create things all the time where there used to be nothing.
Like what?
We're not the universe.
Like what? I want an example of that. It's a big statement.
Let me see. I don't make things, so.
We make things that were not there before?
I mean, like a turd is food.
Thoughts.
A sea monkey terrarium.
But
I made that. There weren't sea monkeys there yesterday, and now there's sea monkeys. There wasn't people in this universe, and then there were people. We may be an eyedropper inside of some mad scientist's
test tube.
Yeah.
So if the mad scientist made us, then there wasn't us. We weren't.
Right. But we're just talking about what people do. But we're talking about time, which is a lot probably bigger a concept than us as humans. Yeah.
You're talking about matter. You guys are not talking about time right now. You're talking about matter. You're saying something physical exists that wasn't there before. You guys are talking about matter, not time. So is
I'm
what's
talking about time.
I'm matter.
God is talking about that it's just it's a circle, that it just starts over and goes back.
Okay. So at some point it starts over.
I mean, well, but even a circle is probably, it's more primitive than it would be. It's hard for us to think outside of it.
Yeah. And Desmond's saying that it was just nothing and then it appeared.
But okay. Even if it is a circle, at some point we go back from 7 billion people to 1,000 people.
I mean, I can't pretend to understand. It could be that like at some point everything like explodes at an end and then is like a portal into a beginning.
You're just proving my point. That's what I was saying.
I feel like we've gotten way off topic right now.
Let me get to my point. My point is, when there's only 1,000 people on this planet, I think it's possible for one of them to make a different choice than they did last time. By now, when there's 7 billion people and 80 gajillion decisions have been made before this moment in time, it leaves us with little to no choice. But that caveman who hasn't had a million...
But if it's the same exact stimuli that happens, why would it be different?
Because he just decided...
But based on chaos theory, it wouldn't be exactly the same because gravity affects things. It would not be exactly the same. Are you talking about the Big Bang happened again?
Well, but I'm not talking about it in that kind of... Oh. But it's all happened is happening, will happen. So it's different than like, we're just starting from the start line.
Yeah,
it's a different...
Exactly the same.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But based on this episode, based on time travel, let's bring it back.
This is what it's all about. This is trying to figure... Our little brains trying to go far beyond what we can comprehend.
Yes. If you could consciously go back and redo a decision, if you could time travel, right, back and redo a decision and then follow that path, that would be pretty epic.
Especially if you could kind of test them out.
Yeah.
And then be like, all right, I'm going with two.
And then decide which six options or billions of options you want to go with.
Because if you just have to roll the dice, you're like, I can never come back to this universe. I'm not fully satisfied with this, so I'm going to re-roll the dice. But this exact version is gone forever.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I like this definition says it describes the qualities of the point at which stability moves to instability or order moves to disorder. For example, unlike the behavior of a pendulum, which adheres to a predictable pattern, a chaotic system does not settle into predictable pattern due to its nonlinear processes.
That was the definition of chaos theory.
Yeah, back there. And then they compare it to like weather patterns is a perfect example. You can usually predict it, but then as time goes on, more factors influence it. It becomes practically impossible to predict what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos theory.
Yeah. So fun episode.
Yeah.
Desmond's mind's grabbing at his head. I see him.
I'm reading about the episode here. This is gonna be a little deep, but here's some other nerds who have thought about this as much as we have. Critics found that each timeline shows how the absence of any member of the group would significantly disrupt or affect the others, variously interrupting each timeline. The darkest timeline arises when Troy leaves the group to get the pizza. Critics have commented that this indicates that Troy is the group's linchpin, without whom the group descends into chaos, or that Troy should be the leader of the group rather than Jeff. Some critics found that Annie has a caretaker role despite struggling to take care of herself, while Shirley is a mother figure, as the other characters do not take responsibility for their actions. Without Pierce, Jeff feels insecure about being the oldest. Others found that Troy tries to act mature around Britta and wants Jeff to view him as an adult, but is immature when just with Abed. In regards to Abed, it was suggested that his meta commentary on the group allows them to confront their issues, though Jeff's consistent interruptions of Britta as she tries to sing Roxanne initially seems like a joke on her. It is a joke at the expense of Jeff, as the rest of the group happily join in when he is the one to get the pizza.
Right. You find out later in the episode. Okay.
According to some critics, the group would be better off without Jeff.
Right. At the end, they decide, they're like, when he catches the dice, like the one factor is that Jeff rolls it and he counts 1 through 6 for everyone else except for him. So he's been controlling it to keep himself from getting the pizza all along. And then when he gets the pizza is when it all returns to normal.
In each timeline, he hits his head. So when they talk about when he hit his head and they said, oh, that's instant karma.
Yeah.
In each timeline, he still hits his head. So he's getting karma in each one because he's
trying to control the chaos.
Yeah, he did that trick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then we should mention that at the end, right? There's one timeline where the timeline where everything gets the most chaotic, where Pierce gets shot and the fire starts, and they show at the end of the episode this dark future. Everyone's the dark version of themselves, and then Jeff ends up losing a limb. Pierce died.
Shirley's an alcoholic.
Yeah,
that's right.
Britta gets a blue streak.
And they all become evil.
Yeah,
and their plan, Abed's plan, is to go back to that moment where they were rolling the dice and take over and kill all of them and then control the outcome. So he does. He talks about going back to that moment so they would have to time travel. So
and
there
they
it
put
is.
On some evil goatees to match the role of their evil alter egos.
We need to film that episode.
So we have time travel.
But that does come up in episodes, right? There is.
Yeah, they come back.
The alter evil.
So there must be another episode where they encounter their other selves.
Their goatee cells.
Yeah, if I remember correctly.
And just as a side note, there's a really cool Raiders of the Lost Ark reproduction in this episode.
Yeah.
Abed makes a beautiful,
Oh, wait, you know what's really interesting? Which timeline was it where they offered for Annie to stay in their apartment? Was it the, final timeline?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's after while they're singing Roxanne.
Because the show after that, she does move in. So that is the timeline that we do go forward with after this.
Oh, yeah.
So that is significant that is at least the one that we follow, because that was only brought up in one timeline. And that's actually what happens after.
Yeah, you're right. Totally good memory.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait for it.
Is he bringing in a quote?
You don't have to stay up into the night. Sing girls.
Roxanne. I love your place.
You should move here.
You don't have to wear that dress tonight.
There it is. That's the line.
You should move here. Done.
They're all just dancing and happy, I figured.
That the most significant thing out of that episode, and they're like, nothing else that happens in that episode really moves forward from there, but that does.
But this is the, so episode.
The whole episode was meant just so she can get invited to live there.
So the zero timeline is the one that continues.
Yeah. Where Jeff goes to get the pizza.
That's the one. Yeah. And he gets karma. Everyone has fun. And he gets a place to stay.
Yeah.
And I love just a silly thing in this. I laughed so hard. I love the Troy cigarette bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I'm a man, Britta.
Yeah.
Candy cigarette.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff for 22 minutes, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yay for Community, everybody.
Woohoo.
I'm going to watch more Community. One last question.
Okay.
If you could roll a dice to go back 5 minutes, would you want that dice? You don't know what you're going to get.
Meaning if you roll the dice, you might get a different timeline and you don't know what the outcome is.
And the timeline you're in is over, but you're just like, I'm re-rolling. I want another shot of it.
What do you mean over? Like the world ended?
You can't go back to it.
You can't come back to this if the next timeline is worse than this one. Tough shit.
That question really depends on what timeline I'm currently in. If I'm in one that I feel like really went to shit, then I would roll it. But if I'm one that's like medium or decent and I don't know the outcome of the second one, then I probably wouldn't.
That's a gamble.
And remember, when you roll the dice in your second universe, you're rolling it from that reality,
right?
Not from the original reality from which you rolled the dice.
So yeah, it depends on my current reality, really.
Yeah.
To answer that question personally, you guys have a stab at it.
I wouldn't take that risk.
Yeah.
What if you were in the timeline where you got shot in the leg and everything was on fire?
Oh, sure. If I was dying or my life was absolutely garbage, then sure, then I would roll.
It's just to get out. It's just to get out of jail free dice roll. You get one a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just oops.
Feels like D&D. It's like you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. We need to figure out how to do that. We need to figure out how to roll dice to figure out what our next movie is going to be. Thank you for listening to Time Pop. If you know what we should watch next and talk about, then you should roll the dice and send us an email with that information so we can watch that movie and or episode and talk about it. You can send that to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Time Pop? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our great podcast lineup. We have comedy, spirituality, the Wheel of Time, fitness and nutrition, and awesome women in the form of All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
I'm Arielle.
And I'm Scott.
Bye-bye now.
I wonder what happened in all those other timelines.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Guys? What does a pregnancy test look like?
It's like a thin piece of plastic with a thing on the end of it.
Okay, so this is definitely a gun.